This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Right, in other news, Linus Corporation's Malaysian operation has received a new three-year operating license until early March 2023. The company said that the license is subject to several key conditions.
Among the conditions it is subject to is supposed to begin the process of developing the permanent disposal facility, or PDF, within the first year from the date of the license approval. They are also required to submit a work development plan for the construction of this PDF and report on its development status as determined by the Atomic Energy Licensing Board, or AELB. Now, in a company statement, Linus said it will ensure the cracking and leaching plant outside of Malaysia is in operation before July 2023. And after that period, Linus would no longer be allowed to import raw materials containing naturally occurring radioactive material into Malaysia.
Earlier on, we spoke to Tan Boon Tee, chairman of Save Malaysia Stop Linus, and we asked him for his thoughts of the extension.
But as a resident of Kuantan, we are actually worried about how they are going to cope with the amount of radioactive waste they're going to produce in the next 3 years. At the rate it is generated by the plant, in 3 years' time, the total radioactive waste accumulated would have touched 1 million tons. For 1 million tons of the radioactive waste, there will be about 1,660 tons of thorium, which is radioactive, and it's about 30 tons of uranium, equally radioactive. I don't know how they are going to contain this quantity of radioactive material found in the waste. In the first place, the waste is so huge in volume. I actually do not see any, up to this point, any explanation or elaboration coming from the Linus or the AELB side on how they are going to handle this problem. And without a distinct explanation on how they're going to handle it, and then they went ahead and extended for 3 years, I think the minimum the AERB has to do is to come and explain to the people of Kuantan on what basis is the extension based on.
So then we asked him if he thinks that the previous government backtracked on their commitments to the civil societies regarding Linus.
Yeah, although there was no open commitment in the manifesto, but it was very clear that from their past participation and on our rallies, as well as the verbal as well as written commitment to end Linus when they get elected into office, they have not been forthcoming. And on top of that, all the efforts on our side were actually met with either technical blockade or they just conveniently sidetrack it. There was no commitment. There was no open commitment to the pledges they made during and before GE14. Of course, we are very, very disappointed.
We also asked him about the conditions set for Linus regarding their license extension.
Before the license is extended, actually the government laid down four conditions. The first one is they have to identify a suitable location for the construction of the permanent disposal facility. And Linus has just prior to the end of last month suggested and got approval from the state government of Pahang that the suitable location is in Bukit Ketam. We make a survey to Bukit Ketam somewhere towards the end of last month together with Professor Makita, who is a water specialist. And a lot of media has written about what they found when they were with us there. And it is obvious that that site suggested for the PDF is, I would say, beyond anyone's belief to think that it is suitable to construct the permanent disposal facility. The entire area is a fully developed oil palm estate, and it is not far from the human in habitation. The nearest one is merely 2.5 kilometers away. And then on top of that, there is actually a stream that flows to Bukit Kuantan into a barrage where the water supply is pumped up from the river. So I do not see how, with just mere mention of assurances from their own experts, Linus claimed that they can construct a PDF, or permanent disposal facility, to prevent any leakage of radionuclide or other heavy metals found in the waste into the nearby area.
Finally, given the current political situation, what does Buntit think about the ongoing review of the facility?
Although we are experiencing a political turmoil now, I think the main concern is not with who's going to form the next government. The main concern is the regulatory body that has certain functions to execute. Let's take an example for this, the renewable issue which has cropped up. Many people do not know that to construct a structure like the PDF, which is going to house 1 million tons of radioactive waste, the area selected, they are required to do a detailed EIA report, that is, detailed environment impact assessment. And that report has to be handed over to the DOE, Department of Environment, for assessment. And then the DOE will have to set up a technical committee, send the people to the area suggested and do a survey and come back, pour through the document, and then they will decide. All these were not done. I have personally called the DOE assessment and they call it the Bahagian Penilaian. I have spoken to the head of the section and they said they have received nothing from Linus. So I do not know how AELB, without consulting, or they were oblivious to the condition required for the approval of this site, and then they went ahead to approve the renewal. So irrespective of who's going to form the government, as long as the regulatory bodies do not play their role well, which they have not done it for the past 8 years during which Linus was operating, we are truly concerned.
And that was Tan Buntit, chairman of Save Malaysia Stop Linus. And I guess, Xiaoning, it's very hard to assess this thing because on the one hand, there's money coming in and potential employment, but it is very dirty business, which raises a bigger concern about how frightful we are about such businesses, and also whether the trust deficit that we have extends to the lack of information, the kind of confusion that we are experiencing right now about whether there is or there isn't radioactivity and whether it is harmful.
Yeah, I think you can have all the experts talk about it. But, you know, if you live next door to this plant, I think you would invariably be very nervous about it. Because let's face it, like, you know, science can say one thing one day, and then 20 years later, they can find out that, hey, you know, this is the real outcome. And, you know, we really don't know. So I think if you're a resident there, of course, you have concerns. But on the flip side, you know, we have had commentators say that this is our contractual obligation as a country. We signed up to it. It's not going to be easy to walk away from Linus Corp. And it's still foreign direct investment. But, you know, it's always fine, nice to have FDI, but not in my backyard, thank you.
Yeah. The NIMBY concept, actually. Actually, I think it would be a good excuse to walk away from it, because this is a special situation, right? It involves the lives of people. And I'm not sure if you should sacrifice lives just for the sake of money.
Yeah, I mean, even some of the MPs there, so Kuantan MP Fuzia Saleh and Bentong MP Wong Tak, they have disagreed with all this, right? They've come out to say that they don't like the location of the PDF site. I think the concern there is always going to be about the contamination of the water supply, as Bukit Ketam is just adjacent to Bukit Kuantan Hill, and Bukit Kuantan is this water catchment area for Sungai Kuantan. So not just because you live nearby, but if you drink the water that comes from this Sungai Kuantan, you're not really sure what might happen to you.
Okay, up next we'll be looking into what's happening at the KLCI as well as global markets with Han Tan, market analyst at FXTM. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.